Welcome to Return to Life, weekly inspirational and empowering conversations on a variety of topics regarding everything health, wellness, meditation, and movement, guiding you to discover the peace that resides inside of you and help you live a balanced and blissful life. It's time to return to life. Here's your host, inspirational speaker, meditation and yoga teacher, and spiritual coach, Pam Butler.
Good morning and welcome to Return to Life. I am Pam Butler, and you're listening to the Return to Life radio show on Vivid Life Radio, and that's on vividlife.me. So I'm so honored today to introduce my guest, Barbara Schmidt. Barbara is an international speaker, a spiritual mentor, philanthropist, businesswoman, and author of the best-selling book, The Practice, Simple Tools for Managing Stress, Finding Inner Peace, and Uncovering Happiness. Barbara has devoted more than 30 years to meditation, spiritual studies, and teaching. She has founded the nonprofit Peaceful Mind, Peaceful Life to support programs that are dedicated to helping individuals cultivate peace and compassion in their lives. Barbara also recently did a TEDx talk. It's called, Is This Seat Taken? The Power of Sitting with Yourself. So let me tell you, this woman is a real dynamo. I met Barbara a few years ago when we both attended a weekend workshop in New York City hosted by Gabrielle Bernstein. And I've watched her travel around the globe ever since. So, Barb, I'm so excited that you're here today. I'm glad that we found you in one place. Welcome this morning.
Thank you, Pam. I'm thrilled to be here.
Thank you. Yes, you've been traveling around and have lots to share, particularly with your book and with the TEDx talk. Super, super cool things. I'm so proud of you. So today the title of our show is The Power of Living Inside Out. And I'm excited to hear about your process, about how you began to live your life that way. We all know that life can get complicated and messy at times. So can you talk a little bit about that period in your life?
Oh, my gosh, Pam, yes. You know, life can get complicated, messy, and traumatic. So I grew up in an alcoholic home. Both of my parents were alcoholics. So I didn't really know which end was up, which mom or dad I was going to wake up to in the morning. So it was pretty traumatic, not really knowing, you know, what to expect. But there was a little voice in me that said, you know what, you're going to make it. We were also poor. You're going to make it. You're going to be rich. You're going to be famous. You're going to do it. So fast forward in high school, I started working at McDonald's when I was a sophomore in high school, and they loved me. And if you're a product of an addictive home, you want to please and you want to be a perfectionist. So I was the best. And they absolutely loved me. So back then in 1974, 75, 76, all those late 70s, you could, if you were good enough and they liked you enough, you could actually work your way up to owning your own restaurants. And that's exactly what happened for me. I ended up owning my own McDonald's restaurant before I was the age of 21 years old.
Wow.
I was thriving. Yeah, it was crazy. I was thriving. I had money. I had all these awards. But I was disconnected from myself, and I would go inside sometimes and I would say, Barb, just keep going. Just keep going as fast as you can. Keep accomplishing, keep doing, and you're going to make it. People will still like you. People will gravitate toward you. You will be happy one day. And ultimately,
so
I ended
up. Yeah, so at that point, you didn't really have a spiritual practice per se. It was more, you know, the typical society mindset of keep doing, keep doing, keep going, keep going. Is that correct?
Definitely. Absolutely, Pam. It was my belief, because my inner family life was so chaotic, that everything had to be received and gotten actually from the outside world. So, yes, I was all about everything external. Nothing had to do with me, because I was disconnected from me, because I didn't think that I mattered in the equation. I had very low self-esteem, self-worth. Everything was dependent on other people. And in the process of this, I developed an eating disorder of bulimia.
Okay. Yeah. Can you talk a little bit about your struggles with bulimia and the addiction?
Addiction is so incredibly insidious. So I'm at my McDonald's restaurant, and the McDonald's supervisor comes in and says, Barb, we love what you're doing. He gave me this beautiful award. And then he looked at me and he said, I can tell that you love this job as well. You've put on some weight since you've been here. And that's it. Everything was externally driven for me, so it mattered so much what other people thought of me. So he thought I gained weight. So I went about fixing that. I went about solving that problem of gaining weight. And so this is 1978, and I continued with that bulimia until 1984, when one day I couldn't get out of bed, and I said, I can't live this way anymore. I'm not happy. We all have this little inner voice in us. Many times we don't hear it. It's there. And this morning, it was loud and clear, and I heard it. And so I checked myself into treatment the next day.
Wow. But so, Barb, go back to that. Go back to that one period where the manager made that comment to you. So it was that one sentence, that one comment that really triggered that inside of you. I mean, I find that amazing.
Yeah.
That, you know, that and that does happen to us. You know, whether it's when we're young, that one person that tells us that we're not good enough, and then that becomes our story. So, wow, that has such an impact.
It's so, you know, we all know words count, words matter. But when you're looking at someone who has suffered from an addictive household, a traumatic household, many traumas in my early childhood and my teen life, you are so dependent on what other people think of you because you don't have the ability to know. I wasn't nurtured as a child to believe that I mattered and that I was strong within myself and that my worth and my value as a human being is not dependent on the external world. So when you are dependent on the external world, as I was, for everything, for happiness, for love, for security, for money, for power, for everything, one person of power, which was this supervisor, can change your life because you're on fragile ground. You're not on sure footing as a human being. So, yes, that it is pretty amazing, I agree, that one thing can change your life. And I think many people kind of relate to that. You know, when you really think about what shapes your life and how you go off in the different directions that we go off in.
Right. So you know, really, you know, as we do get older and learn so much more about holding on to our own power, not giving our power away to other people, you know, and that's something important as adults, too, to instill in our children. You know, our children are so easily influenced by their peers, by their teachers, by their coaches, and again, one negative comment can really have a big impact. So think about the flip side of that. One big positive affirmation, you know, you are an amazing person, can hopefully snowball in the opposite direction of what happened to you.
So beautiful, Pam. And if you also take that to the next level of, that's what happened for me at McDonald's. Those supervisors and managers loved me, and they gave me so much positive feedback, so much self-worth. So my whole being was wrapped up in their and what they thought of me. So I did achieve, I mean, to own my own McDonald's before 21, and then ultimately I ended up owning 6 restaurants. So that those positive reinforcements can do amazing things for us. And if we're grounded within ourselves, if we love ourselves and care about ourselves, then we are truly happy from the inside out. That's what my whole passion in life is. But if we're not, the outside world can never make us happy. It can never satisfy us. And that's where I was until I checked myself into treatment in 1984.
Right. So circling back into the title of our show, The Power of Living from the Inside Out. So listen, Barb, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Return to Life with Pam Butler. My guest today is Barbara Schmidt, author of The Practice, Simple Tools for Managing Stress, Finding Inner Peace, and Uncovering Happiness. So after the break, we'll be discussing how Barbara made her shift, how she began to rewrite her story. And she'll also share some specific tools to help our listeners to make the shift in their own lives. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me. When we are young, we are taught how to walk and talk and read and write, but we aren't taught what to do and life feels insurmountable. Inspirational speaker, meditation and yoga teacher, and spiritual coach, Pam Butler, guides you to heal emotional anxiety, create mental clarity and calmness, relax the mind, center attention, and sharpen concentration. Book a session with Pam today and learn how to reclaim your inner peace by connecting the mind, body, and spirit. Log on to www.returntolife.com. That's www.returntolife.com to book your session and learn to love life again.
Are you ready to create the life of your dreams? Filled with joy and abundance. Imagine surrounding yourself with the world's top spiritual teachers and visionaries that will teach you their secrets to living a successful, healthy, and joyful life. Join Ayanne LaVanzant, Marianne Williams, Greg Braden, Neil Donald Walsh, Michael Beckwith, and over 25 life-changing best-selling authors at this year's Celebrate Your Life conference in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. Visit www.celebrateyourlife.org for more information. That's www.celebrateyourlife.org. And reserve your seat now.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.
Welcome back to Return to Life with Pam Butler. I'm talking today with Barbara Schmidt. Welcome back, Barbara.
Thank you, Pam.
So, before the break, we were talking about your story and about your struggle with bulimia. So, can you now share with us when you had that breakthrough, that aha moment, and you began to make your shift?
Oh, yes, I love it. So I checked in 1984, and it was a six-week stay. And it was a treatment center that focused on the 12 steps of AA, meditation, mindfulness, yoga, spending time with yourself, no telephones, no TV. So it was scary at first. I thought, what the heck have I done? I have no connection with the external world. But little by little, this idea of being just with me and at night when the lights are off and you're by yourself, so being in group therapy, doing meditation, doing mindfulness, gentle eating, and all of those things that start to nurture me. See, remember, as a child of an alcoholic family and now as an addict myself, I really thought that I didn't matter in the equation. So in therapy, you can imagine I'm little by little starting to get to know me, starting to spend time with me. I'm by myself with me. And so as you do that in meditation and mindfulness and yoga and everything being just so slowed down, and you're really focusing on you, you are the most important thing in your universe right at that moment. That it dawned on me one night, Pam, when I was going to sleep, I thought, I can't escape myself even for 1 minute. I've been running away from me all of these years. I have to come back to me.
Right.
So that was my big moment.
Kind of stripping yourself away of all the external accolades, the external success, and the external stimulation and taking that time to be with yourself, which, as you said, is so uncomfortable for all of us to do because we're so used to being plugged in. So
I also realized I'm not alone. I thought I was the only one that felt this way. I had this really difficult childhood, so I thought, there's something the matter with me and being in treatment. I thought, I'm not alone. Everyone has their stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, absolutely. Right. So I guess, did you do a lot of sharing while you were in treatment?
Yeah, we had individual therapy. We had a lot of group therapy, a lot of walks together, a lot of bonding. I didn't go to high school because I went right straight from, I mean, I didn't go to college, excuse me. I went to high school, but didn't go to college. So I went right straight to McDonald's. So I felt like I was in a dorm, you know, with a bunch of other girls and boys and like-minded people. And it was such a beautiful coming together. And that 12 steps of AA, that 11th step, thought through prayer and meditation to deepen my conscious contact of God as I understand him or her, is what's really launched me in this 30-year recovery that I'm on. That idea, how do I stay so connected and deepen my conscious contact? So for me, it was, how do I learn to live my life from the inside out, where I am the boss? I am deeply rooted, like a tree. The tree has those magnificent roots underneath the ground, and then you have this wonderful tree. But we are rooted and grounded so beautifully inside of us, and then we go in the outside world and live our great life. So that was what propelled me as I got out of treatment to continue on this path of recovery and magnificence, really.
So Barb, if we have a listener or listeners out there that are possibly feeling similar to those things that you described early on in your treatment and that scary time of learning to first sit with yourself, how would you guide somebody to first begin to sit with yourself and maybe describe a little bit about how the meditation process came into, you know, you healing yourself?
The greatest advice I can give anyone to start is look at finding spiritual leaders or books or teachers or mentors, anything that is inspirational, that inspires you to live that ideal life or that beautiful life. Start looking for that. We're so externally driven. So start finding things that inspire you. I went on over 100 retreats with so many of the great teachers and masters that are out there, but I also read a great deal of inspirational books. So find one that speaks to you, and that one person or that one book speaking to you can help you soften the blow, so to speak, of sitting with yourself, because it's not easy. It's really not easy to sit with yourself when you're not feeling good about yourself. So it's a little by little practice, and you mentioned my book, The Practice, this idea of how can I, for a few minutes, wake up in the morning and sit with myself first, just for a few minutes, feeling the bad feelings. And if you are in an addiction, I would say you're not alone. And don't be ashamed. Don't feel afraid. Go out and seek help, because I would never have guessed that I would be living this life that I'm living today. Written a book, on tour, helping people in recovery as I am now. So you start first by finding that spark of inspiration that will help you lead the way.
So what are some of your favorite tools that you like to teach, you know, or takeaways from your book, The Practice? And I, you know, definitely encourage our listeners to get your book and, you know, and read it front to back. But, you know, in short, what would be some of the takeaway tools that you like the best? What are your favorites?
The greatest one is waking up and sitting with yourself first. You know, I believe part of my mission is to help destigmatize that word meditation. Really, meditation is not to escape from society or this onerous thing, but it's to come back to yourself. So if you think of yourself connecting with you first before you go connect into the world, before you jump in to all of the things on your to-do list, you're checking in with you first and then you go out into the world. So I recommend a couple minutes of just sitting with yourself. That's the first and foremost. You can't escape yourself, as I discovered. And I also like to say, we start to feel the power. When I talk about peace, you know, the non-peaceful mind, peaceful life, it's the mind that's at the root of all of our suffering, because it's telling us we're not good enough. So going inside and connecting within, even for a few minutes of that quiet time, is powerful. It's peaceful, but it's so powerful, and you get your strength. And then find ways in your day where you can be mindful, where you can be all there. Put all of your effort into being there with your family, with your daughter, with your son, with your partner, with your coworkers, just for that minute or just for that two. And if you find yourself going off track, I'm feeling stressed today, oh my gosh, I don't know if I can handle this, give yourself permission to stop. Take a couple deep breaths, come back into yourself, and then go back out again. It's amazing how coming back into your breath, coming back into yourself, I say live your life from the inside out. So you have this beautiful rhythm going throughout the day. I come back into me, then I go back out to the world. Come back into me, then I go back out into the world.
Right. So what does that mean, come back into me? What, just describe that. Is that connecting to your breath, connecting to the thoughts you have? Just touch lightly on what that means, coming back into me.
So the day, we're so fast-paced with technology today more than ever. The day is not one long thread. It's just not one long continuous. It's made up of many, 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 many moments. So when I'm feeling stressed, we're all human beings. Of course I get stressed. I get irritated. I get angry. I get frustrated. When I start to feel that way, because I've been sitting with myself for a few minutes every morning, I have that connection, that little connection inside. So when I start feeling stressed throughout the day and I'm really thinking that my mind and my whole day is running away from me, I give myself permission to just stop. I can be in a conversation with someone, just stop. And this stopping, finding that little space between those crazy negative thoughts that are going, putting my attention on my breath just for a few seconds, calms me down, brings me back to the moment, brings me back to peace, strength. Oh, wait a minute. Didn't we all learn as a child to count to 10? It's kind of the same thing.
Right, finding that space. I love that.
Yeah, finding that space, creating space for ourselves.
So do you have any other tools from your book that you'd like to share before we close out today?
The other big one is letting go at the end of the day. We have a tendency, there's a Harvard study that says the mind can't be at rest unless we feel like we've finished, unless we feel like we're done for the day, even in our activities all during the day. So if you think about that for a minute, even setting the intention that I'm going to let everything go is going to help you go into a peaceful night rest. So I have a little reflection period in my book for 5 minutes. Reflect on the day, good, bad, indifferent, whatever it was. We can't change anything in that moment while we're lying there in bed getting ready to go to sleep. But we can let go of it all. Set that intention of saying, this day is done. I'm going to go into a peaceful sleep. When we're done with the phone, done with the computer, done with everything, think about lying in your bed, letting it all go, metaphorically just say, I'm letting all of this go, and then coming back to your breath or coming back to an affirmation or a mantra or a prayer, saying, I'm going into my night's sleep.
Right.
It's a beautiful way. You wake up with meditation, mindfulness. You go to sleep with meditation. It's like bookends for your day, and you're closing out the day. It's amazing what will happen.
Yeah. So Deepak talks about recapitulation at the end of your day, and that's exactly what you're talking about. You know, take 1 to 2 minutes to just replay your day almost as if it's a little mini movie, not stopping or holding on to any particular moment in your day, but from the moment you woke up, as you moved about your day, just begin to observe that and, you know, again, don't get hung up on any one thing and play it out through the day. And I think that's great, Barb, because you do. It's almost like you're, you know, doing a mind dumping of your day because we keep layering and layering and layering stuff upon ourselves throughout the day that it's no wonder so many of us just want to collapse into bed. So I think taking that kind of mental clutter out is such a wonderful idea, and I love that you have that in your book.
You're giving your mind the message that you're done. The day is over. I love that, and you're finished without judgment. So key, so key. That's why it's only for a few minutes. So key. No judgment. You can't change anything, but maybe in this reflection time, you'll have a little spark of insight. Whoa, in that moment, chaos happened in my office today. Had I just paused for a minute and taken a deep breath, maybe I wouldn't have said the hurtful thing that I said, or maybe the coworker wouldn't have lashed out at me. It's amazing the insights that can happen when we really just sit and be with the thoughts and the reflection without judgment.
Right. And taking responsibility for our words and our actions and, you know, reflecting on, is there anything that I would change? And I think, again, that reflection really stems, you know, and helps us all grow in our lives. So I think that accountability is great. So we're going to close out the show now, Barb. I really, really appreciate you coming on. I'd love to have you back another time.
Love it.
Always fun to catch up with you and find you in one spot. So for those of you that are listening today, you can find out more amazing things from Barbara on her website, which is peacefulmindpeacefullife.org. She's also on Twitter at peacefulbarb, Instagram, peacefulmindpeacefullife, and definitely be sure to watch her TEDx talk. It's titled, Is This Seat Taken? The Power of Sitting with Yourself. And I know she has that linked on her website. So thank you, Barbara, for sharing your beautiful self and your wisdom with us this morning. Next week, I'm excited to announce my guest, Kunacha, and I'm going to butcher his last name, Machaya. He lives in India, and I had the pleasure of traveling with him in India a few months ago with Deepak Chopra and a few other of our friends. Kunacha will be in the States, so I am going to grab him while he's here and in our time zone. He has co-founded a company called Jio, and it's a well-being platform, and he's developed this along with Deepak Chopra. So he is among a new breed of emerging social entrepreneurs, and he will share with us next week what he and Deepak have been up to recently. So stay tuned. For now, this is Pam Butler. Thank you so much for listening today to Return to Life. Wishing you a beautiful day. Namaste.
Thank you for listening to Return to Life with Pam Butler. As we all know, stress has become an epidemic in our society, contributing to more diseases in our bodies. Listen each week as Pam shares easy and practical information and tools to connect your mind, body, and spirit, and return to a life that is more balanced and blissful than ever before. What does your vivid life look like? What does it feel like to be living a vivid life every single day? How do you start? What's the first step for you personally to make the shift that you've been seeking? Find out now. Vivid Life. It's a happier, healthier, wealthier state of being. Get there today by following us on Facebook, Twitter, or subscribing to our free inspirations in your inbox at vividlife.me. When we are young, we are taught how to walk and talk and read and write, but we aren't taught what to do when life feels insurmountable. Inspirational speaker, meditation and yoga teacher, and spiritual coach, Pam Butler, guides you to heal emotional anxiety, create mental clarity and calmness, relax the mind, center attention, and sharpen concentration. Book a session with Pam today and learn how to reclaim your inner peace by connecting the mind, body, and spirit. Log on to www.returntolife.com. That's www.returntolife.com to book your session and learn to love life again.
Are you ready to create the life of your dreams? Filled with joy and abundance. Imagine surrounding yourself with the world's top spiritual teachers and visionaries that will teach you their secrets to living a successful, healthy, and joyful life. Join Ayanna LaVanzant, Marianne Williams, Greg Braden, Neil Donald Walsh, Michael Beckwith, and over 25 life-changing best-selling authors at this year's Celebrate Your Life conference in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. Visit www.celebrateyourlife.org for more information. That's www.celebrateyourlife.org. And reserve your seat now.
You're listening to Vivid Life Radio Talk Radio that connects you to the most current, optimistic, and inspiring conversations on the planet. Get ready to be catapulted into your happiest, healthiest, and wealthiest life ever. Go to vividlife.me. That's vividlife.me for details on our previous and upcoming conversations with the world's brightest minds, sharing their wisdom for happier, healthier, and wealthier lives.